NW248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Thousands of people marched across the country today protesting limits on abortion rights. KCBS TV's Jeff Nguyen talked to activists in Santa Barbara, California.
It's not about abortion. It's about control. It's about control of women's bodies.
Mifepristone has been approved for use to end pregnancy for more than 20 years, but groups have challenged the Food and Drug Administration's handling of the drug's approval. Molly Sheehan is with the California Catholic Conference.
So what's at stake in front of the Supreme Court is whether or not this is harmful and detrimental to women.
Sheehan says the approval process did not look into how the medication would affect adolescent girls over time.
The Supreme Court has delayed changes to the key abortion drug while it reviews a challenge. Police in Farmington, New Mexico released body cam video showing officers shooting and killing a homeowner as they responded to a domestic violence call. But the police chief says they showed up at the wrong address. Correspondent Michael George has that story.
Farmington police say all three officers opened fire, killing 52-year-old Robert Dotson. His teenage daughter called 911, likely not realizing her dad was shot by officers themselves.
There were gunshots in the house and my dad was shot.
Farmington's police chief says Dotson pointed a gun at an officer before they fired.
President Biden is downplaying the damage done by leaked Pentagon documents on the war in Ukraine. The highly classified material also details how the U.S. views some of its allies. CBS's Willie James Inman has more.
21-year-old Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira appeared before a federal judge Friday, but he did not enter a plea to the Espionage Act violations against him. The leak of classified documents apparently went undetected for months. The incident has put the Biden administration in damage control, restricting access to the nation's most guarded secrets.
Boston marks 10 years to the day since a deadly attack. CBS's Adriana Diaz.
The victims were honored at a ceremony at the race's finish line. Three people were killed and more than 260 others injured that day. And later, church bells tolled across the city. Runners will gather Monday for the 127th Boston Marathon.
There is a developing story out of Washington State where a ferry has run aground. It happened near Bainbridge Island and was heading to Seattle with about 600 passengers are on board, along with 15 crew members. The Coast Guard, which is attempting to help, says peak low tide is in 5 minutes. Officials say no one is hurt. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at 7 p.m. this evening and continues until 1 p.m. Monday. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 45, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely 48, 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
It's just another sunny day.
Yes. local music with Essential Last Crack. Two songs from the mighty Last Crack at 11 o'clock every Saturday night. That was Icicle and Greta Grinder from 2019. It's actually the remix off of the Uprising album. Love that album. I mean, you know, Rocker likes the Head Start, Run Screaming or whatever with Sean Anthony Brown. And he likes the live stuff. But he gets upset when I play the normal radio stuff like Icicle. It's a big battle that Rocker and I have. To be continued on that. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Maxine Kevy. Original local music from the state of Wisconsin on the heavy side in the 10 and 11 o'clock hours here. Coming up next week on Max Inc. Radio, we're going to be doing a live radio show in a bar here in Madison to celebrate 27 years of Maximum Inc. We call it Bomblastica. It's at the Wisco on Willie Street here in Madison. I really hope you can come out and join us. The show starts at 6 o'clock. We're going to be doing a live radio show from 6 to 9 o'clock. Me, Terry Barr, Rocker will be there. My buddy E-Dub, you know Dub. And then at 9 o'clock, the live music starts. Carbellion will play live, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. It's going to be a great night. It's going to be a party. I hope we can stay awake past 10 o'clock. I'm sure we will. It's Bomblastica celebrating 27 years of Maximum Inc. at the Wisco in Madison next Saturday. Hope to see you there starting at 6 o'clock. Music on the way from Carbellion. We'll do their latest one, Bar Fight, in a second. Bongzilla has a show coming up. I'll tell you about that here shortly and play a track from them. These guys are going to be playing at the High Noon Saloon on Sunday, April 16th with King's X. It's Seven Seasons Deep and Battered Souls. It's Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Yeah. about a crazy little man that lost his legs in a very unpopular war. Drunk, out of his mind. He just wanted to run out of time.
Come on. Maxine. I can't wait until Carbellion at the Wisco next Saturday night. Maxine Kevy. That was Bar Fight, their latest song, and their new album is just fabulous. Weapons of Choice. Go grab it right now and put it in your MP3 player or tape player. 8-track, whatever you got. I think there's vinyl, too. That's pretty cool. You know, when Rocker and I were booking Bomblastica, we noticed one little small conflict, but I don't think it's going to hurt us too bad because, you know, everybody has their favorite bands they like to go see. So, of course, if you're going to come see Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, and Iron Plow at the Wisco, there's other people who are going to head over to the High Noon Saloon to check out Bongzilla. I almost couldn't say it. Bongzilla at the High Noon Saloon next Saturday. That's going to be a good show. Here's their song, Scared Smoke, on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
Over the last two decades, the potency of marijuana on the market has increased, and the price has skyrocketed. In the early 1980s, an ounce of commercial grade sold for about $40. Today, an ounce costs up to $400. In fact, a price higher than gold. We'll be right back.
Maxine Kevy with Bongzilla. I love those guys. This, the definition of stoner rock. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Maxine Kevy is sponsored by Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. You can find more at movetomadison.com. And by Zippy Lube Coffee and Donuts, coffee, donuts, and fried chicken on Madison's north side on North Sherman Avenue. You can see the menu right now at zippylubemadison.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, in beautiful downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu for their current beers, their live music lineup, and what's on the menu at FullMileBeerCompany.com. FullMileBeerCompany.com. All right, music on the way from Smoke Free Home. They have a show. We'll tell you about that. Lo-Fi Killers, they have stuff happening. The Faith Hills Have Eyes. Or Does It Explode? That's next on Maxine Kevy.
Got a problem with MaxSync Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. Abortion rights activists rally across the country. This woman in Santa Barbara voiced her frustration over a court challenge to the abortion drug mifepristone.
I'm just furious that this judge in Texas has the power to go against the Food and Drug Administration's approval of a very safe drug.
Police in New Mexico released video of a deadly encounter while answering a call at the wrong address. CBS's Michael George.
Someone on the call clearly states the address.
5308 Valley View.
But Farmington officers go to 5305 Valley View instead.
Police say the homeowner pointed a gun at the officers before they opened fire. The White House is in damage control after a Pentagon leak. Correspondent Willie James Inman.
President Biden said he couldn't predict how long the investigation into the leak would take, but he says he thinks the administration will get to the bottom of it quicker than anticipated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area. Come celebrate 414 Day this Friday, April 14th, with various exciting events and activities throughout downtown Milwaukee. Take part in shuffleboard or axe throwing at the North Shore Club at 230 East Pittsburgh Avenue in Walker's Point, which is presented by Bars and Recreation. Love to sing? Well, come sing your heart out at Amped, located at 910 West Juneau Avenue, and take advantage of special 414 Day pricing for karaoke. And finally, don't forget to visit the Milwaukee Admirals this weekend to celebrate our great city at the UW-Milwaukee Panthers Arena, where the Admirals play the Chicago Wolves starting at 7 p.m. If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to MaxSync Radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
What a way, what a way.
Little.
Maxine Kevy, we are local music. Rat Bat Spider out of Milwaukee. We are the Horror. I really like that band. I want to see them live very soon. My Bong Water is Blood. That was the Faith Hills Ave Eyes. Brand new stuff from them. Lo-Fi Killers checked in with Until She's Gone. Weight Off from Smoke Free Home. I promised you I was going to tell you about a show from them, and you're just going to have to look on their Facebook page. It's gone. I don't know what to do. Or does it explode? The page exploded on me and it's gone. Welcome to Maxine Kevy on Civic Media, everybody. I'm Jimmy K, barely hanging on by a thread, but we're okay. Next week, I'm excited about next week because we're going to be doing live music from the Wisco. Three killer bands, Carbellion, Iron Plow, and Wizard Hammer. You just heard the interview from Wizard Hammer. Thanks to those guys for coming on the show, and thank you for playing Bombastic. A 27 years of Maximum Inc. at the Wisco next Saturday. Hope to see your ass there. There will be a Max Inc. Heavy next week. I'll record it on Tuesday or Wednesday next week. I have Nick Woods from Direct Hit joining me as a guest. They're celebrating a 15-year anniversary at the Rigby Pub and Grill. We'll have all the details for you next week here on Maxine Kevy. We're going to squeeze some Birth of Tragedy in and maybe some Voice of Addiction. Right now, let's do some Direct Hit. One of my favorite songs from them, Blood on Your Tongue, on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
You can't hide it. Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM. Your play-